The Mummy Case by Elizabeth Peters. Foreword. After the death of the author of these memoirs, of which this is the third volume to appear, her heirs felt that her animated, if biased, descriptions of the early days of excavation in Egypt should not be kept from historians of that period, since certain episodes involve matters that might embarrass the descendants of the participants therein, and possibly render publisher and editor subject to legal action, it was agreed that the memoirs should appear in the guise of fiction. A certain amount of judicious editing was done, and many of the names were changed, including that of Mrs. Emerson. However, in recent years, rumors have circulated regarding the accuracy of these works and the identity of their author, originated, we suspect, by disaffected members of Mrs. Emerson's family, who resent their exclusion from the financial proceeds, modest though they are, of the work in question. The editor therefore wishes to disclaim all responsibility for, first, the opinions expressed herein, which are those of the late lamented Mrs. Emerson, and second, certain minor errors of fact, which are due in part to Mrs. Emerson's faulty memory, and an even larger part to her personal eccentricities and prejudices. The editor also wishes to apologize for the stylistic peculiarities of this foreword, which seems to have been unconsciously influenced by the literary style of Mrs. Emerson. She would no doubt be pleased at such a demonstration of the influence she continues to exert on those who were affected by it during her long and vigorous life. Chapter 1. I never meant to marry. In my opinion, a woman born in the last half of the 19th century of the Christian era suffered from enough disadvantages without willfully embracing another.